Welcome to A Bit of Grace.
Break free of constant grading and rating. Over the years, I've had the pain and pleasure of working with all sorts of teachers. In my area, there are two universities, one college, and plenty of elementary to high schools. Some of my aunts were teachers, plus my husband and son are teachers, so all variety of teachers have crossed my path, needing to improve their situations and symptoms. Most teachers' response to anything new is to grade it. It's happened in hundreds of sessions with university and college professors, high school teachers, and elementary school teachers. Let's face it, they are trained for judging in their jobs. Rating and grading the performance of their students makes for a strong habit to rate everything. We all rate our experiences. Problems are created by a lack of intuitive connection in a world full of information and statistics. When a person's first response is to be critical and negative, there's no chance for change or growth in their life. It is entirely possible to shut down any chance for improvement when all judgment sees is what's not good enough. How can we know and trust what feels right when our analytical mind is in control? Control issues block people's progress. Another level of resistance many teachers present is wanting control of every step along the way. After all, they're trained to keep control of students in their class. Teachers aren't the only ones struggling with this problem. Giving up control can be scary. For some, it's all they have left. When illness has taken control, it can be brutal for individuals who are used to orchestrating every detail in life. Letting go, allowing another to guide and assist, may not be an easy choice. Fear and doubt hide behind control. The ocean of doubt produces question after question. Sometimes questioning is competitive, trying to show they know more. Why would anyone want fear and doubt to control them? Fear and doubt can keep us frozen and stuck with nowhere to go. Change can be uncomfortable as we rise and transform. Some people prefer staying stuck, living with depression and pain. It's a comfortable misery, a familiar story they are used to. Eventually, most people let the reins go, and we make real progress together. We all benefit when we allow wiggle room for new and different experiences. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer, visit juliagrace.ca. The information provided on A Bit of Grace podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Always consult with a professional for medical advice.